To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Taeyang, Jung Jungkook, sitting BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Woo!
Woo!
Okay, so you guys need to settle in for a crazy episode.
Yeah, this is going to cover some intense stuff.
Do you have your wine?
I have my glass of wine. We need a glass of wine to help calm ourselves for this discussion.
Yes, I have my wine. So just a disclaimer, you might need wine for this, but if you are not of age, you might have to go with sparkling grape juice.
Whatever works.
We're going to talk about some pretty intense shit. And we found while we were researching, the only way to get through it was wine, because these boys are just too much sometimes.
Yeah. So today, what we're going to be covering is we're going to be talking about the official music video / comeback / teaser for the School Love Affair album.
Yes. So last time we did this, we talked about the first two albums, like Baby BTS. So now we're moving on. School Love Affair, they're a little bit older. This is 2014 now, one more year.
It made a difference. It made a huge difference, that one year.
Oh my God, it really did.
This is when I knew 100% that I was a V stan. Like, I loved him in Dope, and I really liked him in Dope, but I was really still kind of like on the fence about him. And then I saw Boy in Love and Just One Day, and it was official. I was like, yep, that's my bias.
100%, this is V's era.
It's totally V's era. I don't know if it's the orange hair or what it is, but this boy is so attractive to me. Like, he is constantly being super flirty when he's on screen. He takes advantage of his screen time, that's for sure.
Well, I feel like he's kind of front and center. He really steals the show.
Mm-hmm. Especially for Boy in Love, but yes.
He's like the most important one in Boy in Love, just like the dance and the... Mm-hmm. But we'll get to it.
Yeah.
All in due time.
Just to start off, I need to say this because I forgot to mention it in the last episode, and I need to mention it now because it deserves recognition. So Brittany ended up guest starring in our last episode about J-Hope, and I totally forgot to mention that little jingle that you hear at the very beginning of our podcast is Brittany. She's a very, very good composer, very good at music, beautiful voice. I love her. Obviously, she's my sister. Mm-hmm. But thank you, Brittany, so much for writing that jingle for us. I think it's super catchy. Like, I catch myself singing it all the time.
I literally texted Brittany a few days ago because I was driving to work playing. I always play a podcast or Pandora or music in my car when I'm driving. I was not playing anything, and I was just singing the jingle over and over again because it's so catchy. So, yes, thank you, Brittany. It's wonderful. If you enjoy our title song, you have Brittany to thank for that.
Yes. Okay, so School Love Affair is my all-time favorite album. I don't know if I mentioned this in previous episodes, but...
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's hard for me to pick a favorite album, but my favorite album, I would say, is probably School Love Affair. And I don't know, it's not really just V, I love V during this album, but the songs like Jump and Spinebreaker, and the intro to this song is intro to this album is really good. Boy in Love.
Tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. My God.
Which is really upsetting because we're only talking about the like official music videos for this album. So we're not going to be talking about Jump or Spinebreaker, which I know Spinebreaker has like its own little music video that they kind of did for fun, but it's like not super serious and the camera work is really crappy because they're all doing the camera work. But we're not going to cover that, and we're not going to cover Tomorrow either, which I know that the choreography is like iconic for that song, you know, with their arms over their like eyes and they're doing those like crazy intense body rolls. Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We're talking about the music videos, the trailer, like the teaser trailers, the previews, and just the music videos released for the song. Later on, we'll talk about eras,
sure.
In totality. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about albums in totality. But right now, we're just talking about the music videos.
We just have to focus on the music videos because it's all too much to focus on. It's all too much to talk about.
and honestly, truly, the music videos are how we got introduced to each era. We didn't listen to BTS just like on iTunes or Spotify first. We watched the music videos. So these were the first songs that we ever knew by them. Mm-hmm. So it just feels fitting to talk about them first.
Yes, I agree.
So here are all of the videos or anything that Big Hit released pertaining to BTS during School Love Affair. First, there's the School Love Affair comeback trailer. There's the BTS School Love Affair preview. There is the
teaser.
BTS Boy in Love official teaser. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The BTS Boy in Love official music video. And we're only going to talk about the music video. I know that there's dance practices and like a choreography only music video, but it's so much.
Yeah.
We were so stressed out just watching these videos. Like
did our research. We did our research yesterday together. And yeah. I think, how long were we on the phone for? Like 5 hours? No, it wasn't 5 hours, but like...
Like 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours, which is a really long time to be on the phone for.
It took us an hour to get through to write notes over just Boy in Love, the music video.
we had to take it minute by minute, and we couldn't even do that. We were like,
no.
We were just screaming at each other through the phone, stop, just pause it right now.
we literally made it like, we paused it every 15 seconds.
It was really bad.
So we're just talking about all the official previews and teasers and music videos. So we're also going to talk about BTS Just One Day official teaser and the Just One Day official music video.
Yes.
So with that, should we just dive into the comeback trailer?
Let's dive in.
So this comeback trailer, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
It's super, it's super colorful. It has like, I mean, I think we talked about it has like a rad 80s style, mm-hmm, like with its graphics and its color.
Yeah, it's very flashy. It's very artistic, very in your face, because there's like all these different kind of like doodle-like things. It kind of looks like, mm-hmm, like something, you know, just like a cartoonish doodle. But there's a lot of that just kind of being thrown in your face while you're watching it. And RM is rapping super intensely. This is part of the intro.
Yeah. It's like a piece. It's like RM's part.
Yeah. It's the end of the intro when RM does his part. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this album just had its 4-year anniversary, basically, because this comeback trailer was released on February 6th, 2014, and we are in February of 2018. So it's just
Look at that.
Yeah.
Happy 4-year anniversary.
I know. Look how far they've come since
school
then.
School love affair.
Okay. So yes, it was RM's part mainly. We do get like one little clip of J-Hope, one little clip of Suga. But RM is rapping and he kills it, of course. Everybody knows he's an amazing rapper. He says, RM, so now I'm telling you the story. So it's like, he's like setting it up for a narrative. Like, this album is gonna tell a story.
Mm-hmm. And I also like at the very beginning when it starts off with RM's part, he says like something in Korean. I don't know what he says, but then he says, hip hop, and then J-Hope or Suga says hip hop, and he's like, let's go. And then it starts off with like the girl, I don't know who this girl is that's singing, but it's like, eh, da, da, you
yeah,
know?
She's
very,
like singing,
it's very mashup-y,
yeah,
it's like a mashup,
yeah. It's like, this the music sound in the trailer is like a combination of rock and hip hop because it has like, it has very, like, hip-hop themes, like, old-style boombox graphics and, like, 80s colors and stuff like that. And it has, like, hip-hop bass notes, but then you can hear drums in the background that sound very rockish. So I think it just is kind of, like, leading into the kind of bad boy era that they're about to have, especially with Boy in Love.
What's cool about it, too, is a lot of the like cartoons and pictures that you see being drawn, a lot of it is just mostly skulls, skulls, hearts, like the boom boxes and pencils, things like that. Very school, love, and like bad boy kind of vibe all together, which I think is exactly what the album represents.
Yeah.
My favorite part of this whole video, I think it's the trippiest part, is the like, there's colorful smoke kind of like drawings, and one part it shows like these two like smokes, like two things of smoke next to each other, and it morphs into like a boy and a girl, and then they like they kiss, and then there's like a heart around them, and it's just super trippy but really cool. Very colorful.
It to me, when I watch it, it kind of looks like they're melting in reverse, like if you had a time-lapse video of something melting and then
it's
reversed
it. It's so trippy.
Yeah, they, like, come up out of, like, they bubble up out of nowhere. And they're, like, they're not, like, they're, like, yellow and blue and pink and, like, very bold. So, yeah, it's super trippy.
Anyway, so, that, like you said before, they kind of, they do the Bangtan style. And you hear J-Hope and Suga. And then the song ends with just, like, their logo and School Love Affair. Yeah.
And every single ARMY in the whole world is left with utter ecstatic feelings about the upcoming album that they know is going to drop.
It's how we're all feeling right now for J-Hope's mixtape.
For
like, that's
tape.
Coming out
God.
Friday, which this episode's coming out Thursday. So to all of our listeners, tomorrow, that's when J-Hope's mixtape comes out.
We'll do an emergency recording.
Yeah, we can try to do that. That'd be really cool if we did.
The next thing that they released was BTS School Love Affair Preview. And I don't think that they did this for any other eras, but they totally should. All it is a video of amazing pictures of each member. Like, you know, it might be a couple different members. It might be all the members. It might just be close-ups of one member. And they're like, in different styles, and they just go through the track list. So like it'll have a picture of some of them, and then at the bottom it'll say the, you know, like the first song on the album, who it's produced by, who it's written by, and they just go through the album like that. And it's cool because we get our first glimpses of each of the members in this era. We get to see, I love how they give recognition to like the producers too. Like we see a lot of P-Dawg and Slow Rabbit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like they do so much for BTS to help them be successful. So yeah, that's the next thing that they do. And it's just cool. And then at the end of that video of the preview, they drop a tiny little clip of Boy in Love.
Yeah, you barely hear it.
Barely.
Yeah.
It's the biggest fucking tease.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's their hit track for the album. And so you get to hear, like, it starts off with, like, Jump, and you get to hear a little bit of Spinebreaker and all of it. And then when it gets to Boy in Love, and we've all kind of anticipated that Boy in Love is, like, the hit track, and it doesn't even, like, barely show you what the song is like, which is really just, and it's, of course, like, the last one that they play, so it's just, like, a cliffhanger, basically, before they end up releasing the teaser for Boy in Love.
Yeah. It leaves everyone just sitting on the edge of their seat, just waiting.
But what I do love about this is that they, I don't know, and you guys can correct us if we're wrong, please send us an email our way or a tweet or a DM on Insta. We don't care. Let us know if we're wrong, but I do not think that they did this for any of their other albums. Maybe they did for Dark and Wild, but I'm not sure. But I do love it because you get to see a preview of all the songs. In addition, you get to see the photo shoot for the album. So you get to see all these new pictures that we've never seen before while you're like listening to all the clips of all the different songs. And you're like, I mean, when I was watching it, I was like, holy shit, V the whole time, because like he looks phenomenal in this photo shoot. But obviously he's my bias, but he looks damn fine in this era. So I'm going to talk the crap up about V today, just so you know.
Look, there's so many people, so many of them that bias wreck me in this era.
Oh my God,
so
RM.
We're
going
to talk about, oh my God, RM for
bias
fucking real.
So hard in this era.
Holy shit. Okay, so the next thing that they released is BTS Boy in Love official teaser. And I just want to say, so much happens in this fucking teaser. And
oh
it's only 37 seconds long.
Okay, I just got to say, when Kayla and I were preparing for our research, we lost our shit. Like, while we were on the phone, we were basically, for the whole 37 seconds, we were basically just screaming over the phone to each other while we were watching
it. What the fuck?
It was so, it's so intense. Like, I absolutely love it. Like, it really starts off exactly how Boy in Love, the official movie, starts off. Music video, mm-hmm. I would say movie. But it starts off with, you know, Cookie, and he's studying, quote on studying. I think he's like doodling on his paper in the classroom. And you see a girl walking down the hallway. She's got her Converse on.
Converse for RM.
Mm-hmm. She's in her school uniform. And then, like, I think after that, it switches to V and J-Hope, who are hanging out together. J-Hope is sitting on the ground. He's kind of tired. He looks like he's about to take a nap or something, and V's like reading a comic book. Of course, Jimin is in the bathroom mopping.
He's cleaning.
he's cleaning.
He's cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah, he's cleaning
the
floors.
It's very common.
Oh,
it's very common in, yeah, in, I learned this growing up on PBS Kids. It's very common in Asian countries like Japan and China and Korea for them to help, like, clean the school.
That's pretty cool, honestly.
Yeah, it gives a whole new, like, sense of ownership for the materials and the environment that you're in. And as an educator here in the States, I wish that students here had to clean their own area.
That's so cool. I never knew that. But anyways, after that, it goes back to Jungkook, who he sees that girl walking in the hallway. So he, like, gets up out of his desk real fast, and he walks out the door, and this is when the whole video just gets super hype.
Because RM spots that girl at the same fucking time.
Uh-huh.
And he's standing in the hallway, like, talking to Suga. And Suga is number two on my bias list, but I don't even notice him at all in this part. Like,
yeah, Suga doesn't even look at the camera. He's just looking at RM holding a basketball. Like, he's not, like, he's just not prevalent in the video.
No, he's almost facing away from the camera is how far his body is turned to look at RM. And RM glances up and he's like, he's running one of his hands through his hair, like on the side. Ugh. And he's like, looks up at the same time.
It's the most seductive look I've ever seen RM do. Like, holy crap.
And can I just talk about his haircut? He has like silver hair. Like, oh my god, it's silver and it's really long on top with a side part, but then it's shaved on the sides. And it just looks so fucking cool. And he pulls it off 100%. Namjoon is hair goals.
But what I love about how when Jungkook, right when he walks out of the classroom, is right when the song kind of starts. And the song is like kind of muffled. Like, you're not really hearing the pure track. It's kind of like distorted in a way.
Oh no. Yeah, it sounds like it's like from down a tunnel or something. Yeah. Like really far away.
And it starts off with, like, when he walks out the door, it's like doing the that's V's part, and oh my god. And they have to show, and it's like the distortion to his voice during that part makes him sound even sexier, and his voice is even raspier and even deeper than it already is. And then he's doing that dance move where he's like hitting his chest, like he's up front, he's hitting his chest and he's rolling his body left and right, like, oh, I was like screaming and dying, like, oh my god, V.
Watching this music, it's not even the music video. It's a 37-second official teaser trailer. It's not even fucking a minute long, and I was so stressed out. Like, I have seen it before. I've seen it multiple times.
Like, beads of sweat coming down my
face. Oh, my God. Also, just, like, when we see Jimin in this video, I flip out because everybody knows I love black-haired Jimin. Black-haired Jimin is the move. Black-haired Jimin is a look. Black-haired Jimin could do anything to me at any time. He could like tell me to bark like a dog. I don't care.
Oh my god, K-Lon!
And he has black hair. I'd be like, ruff ruff. Like,
what the? Oh, it's so sad because I totally understand. okay.
I mean, like, I do it anytime, but especially with black hair. He's just looking fine as fuck. He has, like, this white button. I mean, they're all in, like, schoolboy outfits. So they have, like, white button-down shirts. And they each member has kind of, like, a different variation of the outfit. Like, Jimin has a black collar. And V has a bolo tie, which is, like, a bolo tie is just, like, a thin string or like a thin strip of leather that you wrap around your neck and then you fix it together in front, like in your chest area with like something that slides, like a brooch shaped thing, and then it hangs down.
It looks like it looks like a shoelace. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just looks like
a shoelace. They're very common, like, in the United States in the South, I feel like.
Like the Southwest.
Yeah. Cowboys.
Yeah. This teaser, it ends just as intense, if not, you know, like, it's just as intense as the rest of the video. But Jin, you kind of see Jin, he's, like, in a locker. You kind of see that a little bit. But at the end, Jin grabs the girl and shoves her against this locker.
Aggressively.
Like, it really throws you off.
Because you're not expecting that from Jin.
No, you don't expect that from Jin at all. So he does that, and which, by the way, Jin looks fine AF in this video, too. Like, man, his hair and the earring. Whenever Jin's wearing an earring, it, like, really freaks me out. Like, I just, like, it's hot. I don't know. It's just hot to me. But anyways, so he, like, pushes her against the locker, and this is the first time where the audio becomes like pure and clean, and it's Cookie. And I forgot like, I don't want to even attempt to say the Korean.
Is it just like, dun, 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 dun? Is it that part?
Yeah, it's like when the like the chorus starts, basically. Yeah. But you hear him, and it's like a cappella, basically. Like, there's not really any music behind him. So it's just Cookie's pure voice, whereas this whole time, it's been distorted. So at the very end, it clears up, and Jin pushes the girl against the locker, and then boom, it, like, it shows, like, you know, boy in love and, like, their logo and everything.
R.I.P. Jin stands. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
seriously, I'm sorry that you're dead and in the ground now and you can't listen to this podcast about it, but he really killed us all at that point. Yeah, it's like an epic ending that leaves you with so much anticipation. And I think the actual music video dropped the next day. So, but I don't even think, I mean, even if it dropped only 12 hours later, can you imagine trying to survive those 12 hours?
No, like, it does its job of being a teaser, man. Like, it teases, that's for sure. So let's go in to the official music video, Boy in Love.
Yes. Okay, Boy in Love, official music video. It came out on February 11th, 2014, which is the day before the album was released. So the album was released on the 12th. So, like, we got to see this video. I think they do the similar thing with all their eras, because I think they did it with, like, DNA and...
I think DNA, when the music video was released, I think that was actually the day they released the album. But I could be...
I
think it was, but...
I mean, I don't
yeah,
know.
I think it was, but they definitely had teasers for DNA before that. Like, I remember watching that.
Like we said with the teaser is kind of the beginning of the official music video. So we see Jin is listening to Just One Day. Jungkook is... He's definitely not studying. He is doodling. He is not paying attention. Mm-hmm. He's probably daydreaming about girls. And then that's when he sees that girl walk down the hallway. He just has to go talk to her. Uh-huh. They're all in white button-downs, very schoolboy style. Throughout the video, they're either just wearing their button-down with, like, their pants and shoes, or they have, sometimes they have a blazer on. Mm-hmm. Later on, when it gets really bad boy, they, like, switch into leather,
yeah,
and it's really hot.
Throughout the video, they are wearing that, you know, like, the white button-down shirt, the black tie, the black pants. They all kind of have, like, more Converse-like shoes on, and they all kind of differ in a little way. Like you said before, Jimin's got, like, a black collar. V and RM have those...
Which is super hot.
Yeah, those bolos. I think, like, I think Jungkook has, like, red shoelaces. They're all kind of different.
And they all have, like, slim black ties on and, yeah.
Yeah. And I can't help but to get a Beatles vibe from them, because when the Beatles started out, they were white button-down shirt, black tie, black pants. Granted, they had, like, dress shoes on, like, nice dress shoes, but they had that mop top kind of look, and all of them have kind of more, like, bowl cut, you know. I mean, a lot of them, their hair is kind of... pushed up to the side a little bit more in this, a little bit more messy and bad boy-y.
Oh, all of their hair is messy in this. Like, Jin's hair is, like, all tweaked and perfectly coiffed in, like, all different angles. Jimin's hair is similar. Jungkook's hair is similar. Suga's hair is similar. I mean, honestly, everyone, the only person who has, like, slicked back hair is RM.
That's true, yeah.
Everyone else has kind of, like, a slightly messy, but you can tell that they're, like, groomed and maintained.
Yeah. But even with RM, like, even with his greased back hair, like, it's still, like, real bad boy. I mean, it's, like, buzzed all the way around.
He looks like a fuckboy.
Yeah. Oh, man, he looks like a total fuckboy. Like, his hair is buzzed all the way around, but he's got so much hair on top of his head, and it's slicked back, like... Damn.
But I'm biting my lip just thinking about this haircut because it's so fucking hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Additionally, like, they're all wearing earrings. Like,
V with these.
I'll let you talk about V's because it is true aesthetic.
V is so aesthetic in this video. And if you don't agree, you're just lying to yourself. Like, V's got that orange hair. So he really stands out. And And I think that might be why RM stands out a lot too, is because he's got that white hair.
Yeah, with his silver hair.
I mean, they all kind of do. Like, even Jungkook, who is like a religious black and brown hair only kind of dude, he's kind of got like that burgundy red, kind of like purplish.
Yeah,
look.
It's kind of purpley burgundy, but it's still really dark.
It is still dark, yeah. Also, Jungkook to me looks even more baby Jungkooky than he did in No More Dream. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because his forehead's showing, his nose, and his, like, I don't know. He just looks real baby.
We still need to do our forehead episode.
Oh, we need to do a forehead episode for sure. but V in this, he's got these prism triangle black earrings in.
Oh, my God.
And that, like, you notice those. Like, there's no way you don't know. Like,
really?
I don't pay attention to accessories, really, but that just adds to, like, his hotness. I don't know why.
Oh, they're so sexy.
Since we're talking about V, I'm going to go ahead and talk about him like full on here. Okay, so.
Yeah, do it. I just want to say, like, maybe the earrings are so sexy because I don't know about you, but for me, I think that really, really small gauges can be hot.
Oh, for sure.
These earrings that he has in this video kind of made me think of like gauges because they're not small. They're like, you can tell that they're there, you know, because they're like black prism triangles. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, it's so hot. Okay, I'm sorry. Tell me all about V, please.
So V, what's great about this song is that V's got a pretty intense part of the song, like a very unique choreography. He's up in the front and his part, you know, they took full advantage of his deep raspy, sexy voice, because he's doing the wherever the hood that is on there, wherever the hood that is on there, and he's, and what is the line for that part? I wrote that down.
Oh, why are you shaking my heart?
Why are you shaking my heart? And if you could express that sentence in, like, dance form, it would exactly be what the choreography is. It's like him hitting his chest. Like, he's, like, pounding his heart and then shaking and rolling his body. Like, he's like, why are you shaking my heart? And the choreography fits so well with that line. But the way he's hitting his chest and he, like, kind of puffs his chest out and he rolls. But he is using so much tongue while he's singing this part. Like, his tongue. Like, I feel like he brings his tongue to the front of his mouth and he kind of, like, muffles the sound of his voice with his tongue. And he's kind of singing out the side of his mouth, like he's not
really.
It's really
hot.
It's super sexy, and like
because the way he does it, it makes him look a little bit more aggressive. It makes him look like he's kind of like he might bite you.
Oh yeah, for sure. I just really want to find my notes when I wrote this. Okay, if you decide to watch the video, go to minute one. Second 8 108. Okay, this explains the side mouth singing tongue shit that V's doing this whole time. Okay, he does his little growling bite thingy. When you pause on this 1 minute 8 seconds, his right side of his mouth, like the right upper lip, is like, so it's like really high up and you can see just the right side of his like mouth, and he's like kind of nodding his head to the side and he's doing that where by the like, I don't know, but it's like the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, for sure.
It's just like, and then like a lot of the time when they show him doing that dance, it's like a really low camera angle, so you're like looking up at him the whole time.
This video is when everyone fell in love with V.
Yeah, like if you look up Taeyong just on Google Images, you get a lot of orange hair boy in love V.
He looks so fucking hot. Like that's just the whole thing. He 100% delivers every single thing that he is supposed to do in this video. Like he hits every dance move. His voice is amazing. Like, it's deep, it's raspy, it's sexy. And then, like, when during the video, when he's dancing, like, V is epic with his facial expressions.
Oh yeah.
And this video does not disappoint. Like,
no.
the biting and the singing out of the side of his mouth and the staring down the camera and seeing his eye whites. Like, he just the earrings. And also, they're all wearing, like, black eyeliner. Their makeup in this era is very minimal mm-hmm. besides black eyeliner. And it is a fucking look.
It's makes so bad boy.
Look so
it's,
sexy.
It's so bad boy. Like, oh, man.
Bad boy, mysterious,
to
sexy.
To all the people who went through, like, an emo or skater phase in middle school or high school, you understand, like, Green Day shit. Like, I don't know how to explain it. The black eyeliner. Anyways.
Yeah, hold on. I want to talk about just, like, towards the beginning a little bit. Like, when Jungkook walks out into a hallway, like, this is after the whole clip that we see in the teaser where, like, RM sees the girl, Jungkook sees the girl. RM runs off with, like, a CD that he pulls out of either his pocket or Suga was holding it for some reason. I don't know. But Jungkook is so cute. His, like, first line is, like, "Dad, how did you ask mom out? Should I write a letter?" And I was like, yeah. Oh, my God, that's so cute. Like, my heart is bursting because, Bethany, think about this just for a minute. It's 20 years from now, and you have a 15-year-old, and they, like, your little 15-year-old boy comes up to Corey and he's like, "Dad, I have a crush. How did you ask mom out? Should I write a letter to my crush? Like,
that's
what should
so
I do?"
Sweet.
Would that not be most precious, yes, sweet, cute thing in the world?
That's when you know you've raised your child well.
Like, okay, this song can, I feel like, because it's so bad boy, it can feel like it's demanding for this girl's attention. But if you really pay attention to the lyrics and the things like that, it's actually very sweet. And the only reason why it can seem a little demanding is because I think they're frustrated. RM says, "How should I change myself? Hold up." And I think he says "hold up" because it's supposed to feel like, no, don't change for love. Like, literally the whole song is them being like, what do I need to do to make you love me? You know, do you want me to be this way? I'll be that way. Do you want me to do this? I'll do that. And it just, like, that's where the bad boy essence comes from, because it's just, like, frustration and angst for, like,
they're crazy frustrated.
Yeah, like, they're so sexually frustrated, Bethany. They just want to fuck this girl.
I know, like, that's exactly what it is. No, it's more than that. It's more than that. Like, they're trying really hard to get her attention, and she's being a bitch.
Yeah. No, it's not even, it's just, like, I feel like it's we all have been through this. It's when you feel like you have this big crush on someone or something, and then that is not reciprocated. And you're like, damn, you know, like, what's wrong with me? Why don't you like me? What do I need to do different to make this person like me? RM, like, goes with his, like, little mixtape CD to, like, do. He's, like, in, like, a morning announcement room. It's almost like he's blaring the CD over the intercom, and he's, like, rapping this out to the whole school.
Yeah, I love the part where, like, he hits something and it says, like, it shows on air. I think that's so cute. And he's, like, he's rapping into, like, basically what people would use to go over the intercom system for a high school. So he's rapping it to, like, the whole school. Yeah, no, I love that. And then he eventually ends up putting on, like, a CD. And it basically calls the boys into a room together. Yes. And a lot more happens up until this point, too. Like, we need to talk about Jimin and Jungkook in the bathroom. And we also have to talk about how J-Hope does that epic jump over everyone.
J-Hope jumps.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
And he does the Hakuna Matata. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, that's
Hakuna Matata. Oh, he looks so cute. And then he does this fucking jump. And it's like, minute.
There's, like, a sound effect to when he does the jump. It's like, and then, like,
lands. Really? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's real epic.
Ooh.
It intensifies the jump, I think. Mm. Like, without it, it's like, all right, he jumped. But it's got this sound effect to it that you're like, oh, shit.
Ooh, yeah. So then, like, Then, yes, let's talk about the little clip where Jimin and Jungkook are in the bathroom. Like, Jungkook is already in the bathroom, and he's, like, standing, his back is to the camera, and he's, like, standing in front of a urinal. And Jimin walks up to the urinal right next to him, and then, like, it changes camera shots so you can see Jimin's face, but it's, like, from kind of... like, from, like, Jungkook's back right shoulder. So you can kind of see Jungkook in the frame, but it's just, like, the outline of him. And you see Jimin. And he, like, does this cute little smirk, but then his eyes just, like, flash down. Like, he's looking right at Jungkook's dick.
No, he's clearly looking at his dick.
Right at it! He does this little smirk and this little, like, head nod. Like, wow, bro, that's real nice. Like, I don't know. Why do they do
that? Yeah, I don't know why they do this, but it's real bro to me. Like, it's, like, high school stupid bro. Like, oh, yeah, like, nice dick, man. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's gay. But no. I think I get a bro vibe from it. You tell me. You all let us know what you think is happening in this scene.
Okay, honestly, I saw a behind the scenes clip for this music video, and one of the parts of it was after they filmed that, like, Jimin was walking off the set, like, towards the camera, and his pants were unzipped. Like, the white part of his shirt was sticking through his pants.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, and he did this cute little, like, giggle, and he was just being really goofy and, like, just being, like, a freaking weirdo. Go find the clip.
Yeah, I gotta find that.
But also, when he checks out Jungkook's dick, he looks so cute and hot. Like, he has, like, the black eyeliner, and the black eyeliner on Jimin looks so good because he has those perfect eyes. Like, they're wide, and we've talked about his eye smile, like, has such an effect on your heart and soul.
Mm-hmm. So, keeping going on with, like, just, like, the music video and, like, kind of what's happening.
Yeah.
It does end up going into sugar rapping, and when he raps, yes, he runs at the camera, and he is, like, probably the most aggressive. I mean, Jin gets pretty aggressive later on, but Sugar's, like, running at the camera, and, like, all the guys are trying to, like, hold him back, like, no, no. What I love about this is the choreography. The choreography at this part is... Sugar does that up, ba-dum, 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 while he's, like, basically, like, pointing at the whole, like, the girl's whole body, like, from head to toe. Like, it's, like, real bad boy. Like, damn, boy, okay. But while he's doing that, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. And I just love the choreography because J-Hope is, like, driving. They, like, make a car out of their bodies somehow. And J-Hope, like, is steering Jimin, and Jimin's like the steering wheel, and it's just like the cheesiest choreography I've ever seen, but it just cracks me up every time I see it.
So cute. I love it.
Uh-huh. So throughout this whole time, they're also showing like half a second. It's like subliminal messages. It's like half a second of them in this like bad boy. Like, they're all in their school uniform, but then there's like a half a second of them wearing like really, you know, bad boy, like leather jackets, you know, kind of thing. So you're kind of seeing that. Jin again is in that locker, and then you hear, so RM puts that CD in and puts it over the intercom. So like V, J-Hope, Jungkook and Jimin are by the urinals, and they look up, and so they're all like, okay, we gotta go. So Jin is in the locker. I don't know why he's in a locker.
Why is he in a locker?
Like, why are you in a locker, Jin? But he's listening to music, but he hears it, and so he gets out of the locker. He finds the girl, he goes up to the locker next to her, and we both, when we watched this, we were like, the way Jin looks at this girl is just how any girl would ever want to be looked at by a guy. Like, holy crap. Like, I don't even know how to explain how he does it, but he looks up at her, he grabs her wrist, and like, or he pushes her against the lockers like he did. And like, grabs her wrist, and then like, drags her into this room where they're all meeting, which... I forgot to mention another thing that I love about this video is that the majority of their choreography is done in like this dingy classroom. It is just gives off real grungy vibes, and I love it.
Also, when Jin is walking up to the girl at the lockers, there's this little tiny clip where he's like a few lockers down from her, and he like looks at her, and it gets in the shot, and he looks so fucking good.
Yeah, it's so sexy. So after that, they all come into the room, and Jin Jungkook and Jimin are the three. And like at the beginning of the video, there's three roses kind of wilted in a vase at the very beginning, sitting on a desk. But I also totally forgot, like leading up to this, they're like pulling the chairs and like clearing the room, and they're like throwing chairs, and they're like patting Cookie's like shoulders, like, you got this, man, you know, it's so cute and bro. So then Jin pulls the girl in, and Jungkook is the first one to try to like seduce this girl, and he like kind of like coughs into his like into his fist, and he's looking down, and he goes in to his like jacket, inner jacket, and pulls out the flower. And then him, Jimin, and Jin all just kind of do their little moves. Like Jungkook plays that shy, kind of sweet boy. Jin is very straightforward and very, I don't know how to explain it. What is he being? He's very,
he just seems more mature.
Yeah, more mature. Like, he's being very polite and very, I don't know.
Poetic.
Yeah, and then Jimin is, like, leaning into the girl. Like, he does this all the time, I feel like. That's his move. It's just to, like, move his body closer in.
Lean in.
Yeah.
He touches his chest so you know while he's singing. He touches right over his heart. Mm-hmm. Like, he puts his hand over his heart. Like, he's bearing his soul to this girl, and he's looking at her, and he's smiling, and like I would die to have him look at me like that. Like, it's like all, and it also, like, it's a black room, and it's just a spotlight in the middle of the room with this beautiful girl standing, and then like it like rotates through different clips of Jungkook, Jin, and Jimin, and like all the other members are kind of like in the background. Of course, like at the end of that part, like Jimin hits that high note, and then it goes like and then it goes back into the chorus, like the most epic chorus.
So it goes back to them, and like Jungkook is right in front, and they're all standing. They're not in a line, but they're all standing in like a very uniform lineup.
Like a formation.
Yeah, formation.
For one little tiny clip, you can see all of them at the same time. Yeah.
But that's when Jungkook, like, they kind of put their arms out in front, and it's, like, real intense choreography. That's where they transition into Bad Boy BTS. Like, yes. Like, they just, like they kind of, like, throw their arms down, and they go from, like, these, you know, schoolboy uniforms into, like, this grungy leather jacket, all black, like, bad boy. And you've been seeing it throughout, like you've been seeing like, oh, like they had a costume change there, but you barely even see it for like half a second, and then boom, they're just like Bad Boy BTS. And oh my god, Bad Boy BTS is the best. I love, another thing that I love that's very aesthetic is when RM, it's kind of just like a close-up of his face. He's looking down, and he points, he's kind of pointing up with his right hand,
and he glances up at the camera.
Yeah, there's like sparks going off in the background. Oh my god, so aesthetic.
That's right at 418, 419. Like, if you want to go find that and pause it, because it truly, I mean, he looks so good, and it is aesthetic. It like it really adds to the bad boy transition that they just went into. I just want to ask our listeners, we're going to start having a question of the week, because we want to hear from you guys. So maybe this is a way to motivate you to actually contact us. So what we want to hear from you this week is, if you were that girl, the girl in this video, and you were standing in that dark room in front of Jungkook, Jin, Jimin, who would you accept the rose from? Who would you choose? Go watch the video, decide. So, yeah, that was Boy in Love. That's a lot.
That's so much. Oh, my God. Okay, let's go into Just One Day official teaser.
Okay, so Just One Day official teaser is from March 2nd, 2014, so we're out of February. Really, the teaser is just very simple. We get, like, close-ups of all of them, starting with RM. We hear some piano. It's a, we get to see the set of the music video. So it's just like a basic white backdrop. There's like shadows projected, like a big shadow clock projected.
Yeah. It's like an old time clock projected on the wall.
Yeah. Like think Big Ben.
Yeah. You get to see a little bit of a little bit of everything. Like, you get to see J-Hope with that, like, fedora hat. Like, it's like a silhouette. You mm-hmm. see Jungkook that do that kind of stupid cheesy dance with, like, the fingers on his arm with the butterfly coming out.
You see Jimin standing, and he does this. He stretches both arms, sticks his tongue out, and smiles, which is the cutest thing in the world. Like, it's so cute. And then at the, I just want to, like, they're all wearing, like, it's still very schoolboyish, but it's not bad boy schoolboy. Like, they're all wearing matching cardigans, and it's just, it's setting it up for a more calm song, I feel like. Yeah, it's soft.
It's soft.
We're soft when we talk about it.
Yeah, for sure.
And to end talking about the official teaser, I just want to say what Suga does at the end of it. He's sitting down and he just holds his hand up. There's light streaming onto him, and the lighting is kind of, it goes between being a natural lighting, like more like pure, like white lighting, and also being a daylight style lighting. So it's kind of yellowy orangey. So we all know that Suga would much rather be sleeping than doing anything else. It's so cute. He's, like, sitting there, and he kind of, like, glares at the light, and he holds his, like, left hand up, like, to kind of block it in front of his eyes. And the light is coming through, like, it looks like the light's coming through some blinds, and then it's, like, the blinds close, and it just goes dark on him. And it's so, it's like he can finally rest. He can finally rest.
Jen kind of does that blocking light thing, and like they're all kind of like leaning against a wall, or like RM sitting on the ground. RM is super cute in this. V does that thing where he, if you follow our Instagram, we actually posted this the other day. V like points at you while he's biting his like bottom lip, and his face just says like, "Fuck yeah, girl! Like we're gonna get it on later. Like you, let's go." Like,
I'm gonna fuck you later.
Perfect. Yeah, it's perfect.
I was so lucky to pause it right on that shot. Like, holy shit. So should we talk about Just One Day official music video?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so I love this song. This song is kind of special to me because it's Jordan, my husband's favorite song. And just like after researching the song more, like obviously I've seen the video, I have in the past looked up the lyrics, but it's been a long time, and just like the meaning of this song is so sweet. So for my husband, for it to be his favorite BTS song, it's just adorable. And I think for both of us, this album is really special. You said this is your favorite album. You love Boy in Love. This album has Corey's favorite song.
Corey's favorite song is Jump, which totally threw me off that would end up being his favorite BTS song, but it is. I love this song, so I'm not complaining. But yeah, I'm very closely linked to Just One Day as well, because this, I had not actually seen the music video yet when I heard this song. So I had actually had listened to the song before I watched the music video, and what I remember the most from listening to it is at the very beginning, Suga is the first one to rap.
A great way to start any song.
Yeah, I couldn't even really tell at the time because it was so early on. Like, I knew, like, their voices. Like, I kind of knew their voices. But this was, like, crazy deep rapping. Like, so da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, that's what he does.
He is so expressive when he raps. Like, his inflection, he goes up and down, and he slows it and gets faster in all the best places.
Yeah, but I remember hearing that and I was like, holy crap, who is that? So I remember looking up the video and seeing that it was Suga, and I was like, damn, that's when Suga was real high up on my bias list.
Still number two for me, almost number one, like, to be okay. Yeah.
So at the beginning of this video, they're all sitting in chairs, which is kind of a different choreography for them. Like, they're not standing. They're all sitting in chairs, and they're using the chairs kind of as props to dance with. And it starts with RM saying, "Just one day, one night." Like, it's the best.
Just one day, one night.
I love it. And Suga starts off rapping. And during Suga's part, it's real cute because Jungkook does that nia, like it's just, I don't know what he's doing, but that part's really cute. And then, so Britney's favorite part of this video is before Suga stands up to start dancing with Jimin and J-Hope, he like points to the ground aggressively, and it's real cute how he does it. So he points to the ground and then he stands up.
In when during Suga's verse, Jungkook, you kind of hear him in the background as like a little bit of an echo, and he's also like acting it out, like he's adding in maybe like what the girl might respond with, or just an extra little feeling to what Suga is saying. So that's kind of the role that Jungkook is playing, and it's very complimentary. Like, it sounds great, and it's cute in the video the way that they do it. Like, Jungkook is in the middle chair, so he's kind of acting it out, and Suga is directly to the left, and he just, he looks so fucking cool. I love that Suga starts this song, because in Boy in Love, he really did not get much screen time.
No, he didn't
time.
Get any screen time in Boy in Love.
Like, he had one little verse, and besides that, he's pretty much out of the picture.
Yeah. I forgot to mention in Boy in Love that he's also on top of the basketball hoop. We totally forgot to mention how he does. There's so much to talk about Boy in Love. Okay. But anyways, I just had to mention that.
Since you brought it up, there's a clip of him getting up and getting down from the basketball hoop, and he just looks like this grandpa. Like, he has to like have help getting on the ladder to get off the basketball hoop. And I just really feel for him, because I hate getting on ladders. I feel like they're unstable. I'm worried I'm gonna fall and get hurt. And that was 100% Suga in this clip. And right when he gets down, he like does this little head shake, like shakes his head no a little bit, like, I'm not doing that again. Okay, so yes, Suga starts the song. He does like these little lip bites, he does these smirks, and it's just classic Suga. Like, he's so fucking cool and cute and hot and sexy and enthralling all at the same time, while he's delivering this beautiful lyrical poetic verse. Like, he's just perfect.
Yeah. So after that, there's the lyric, and I don't know what it's saying, but they're like, parlay, parlay, okay? But I love it because Jen sings it, then J-Hope, then Jimin, and then V. And so Jin, when he does it, of course, he's like, parlay, parlay. Like, it's very Jin-like, very, like, he belts it, you know? And then you hear J-Hope do it, and he's like, parlay, parlay. Like, it's so, like, upbeat and very, like, very fun. And Jimin's
cheerful.
Very cheerful. And then when Jimin does it, it's very sweet and soft, like, parlay, parlay.
Sing-songy. It's sweet and cute.
Oh, and then I just love V so much. And the V, he does the, parlay, parlay. Like, it's so deep and
deep voice V.
It just shows the different, how different all of their voices are and their singing and rapping style. So different.
And why each of them belongs in BTS. Because each bring something different that is necessary to form this whole group, you know? And so then we get to RM's verse, and it's so cute. My favorite line in it, he goes, I'm sorry, I'm thinking too much. And when he says that, he looks right at the camera, and his face is kind of like, his face isn't straight onto the camera. It's a little bit turned to the side, and he's like, it also, his chin is down a little bit, so he's kind of looking up at you. And he does this big smile, like full smile, and it is so cute.
RM is so cute in this.
Oh my god. And you can like his dimples, and it's too much. Like,
I love that transition from V to RM.
It's very complimentary.
Yes. So after this, V ends up coming to the front. And he does that cute dance where he interlocks his fingers. And they all do it. They interlock their fingers, and then they do these little like shoulder bounces. And it's just super cute.
Yes, I absolutely love it. this song is like, it's not Bad Boy at all. Like, coming off from Boy in Love, I mean, the album has already dropped at this point, so you wouldn't be expecting this video to be Bad Boy because you've already heard the song. But it has like a similar theme as Boy in Love. It's just completely, it's like really sweet. Mm-hmm. Wait, did you talk about how when V stands up, he like body rolls?
Oh my God, I did not.
Oh my God. Do you want to talk about it?
Is it when RM does his rap? I don't know, but someone is rapping. I think it is either J-Hope or RM. And I think it's RM because he's trying to get everyone up. And J-Hope, uh-huh, I think, is the first one to stand up. But when V gets out of his chair, oh my God, he does this body roll to stand up, but he's like leading with the tip of his penis. Like, just like
the tip. The tip.
His hips are very out in front. And just thank you. Thank you, V.
Look, he's not leading with his pelvis. He's leading with the tip of his penis. Like, from the tip, he could feel himself standing up.
Yeah. It's like someone was pulling from there.
There was a string on it.
Yeah. Ouch. That would hurt.
This is kinky. Some bondage? Did some bondage make it into this episode?
I mean, I think V's into it, so... I was talking with Skyler the other day. Did you see? I don't know if I sent you the post on Instagram, but someone posted like these like foot sock thingies that are like decorative and sexy. And someone posted just pictures of those and was just like, this is for you, V. Like, because like people think that V is like into like a foot fetish thing. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Like, V, I'm sure, has got some weird kinks, man. Like, real weird.
Oh, he's a fucking weirdo.
He's a furry. I love it. Oh my goodness. Okay, we're getting so can off I just, track.
Can I know, but while we're off track, can I tell a real quick hilarious story?
Yeah.
It involves a furry. Yeah. Okay. So one time my entire family was in Florida visiting my brother and his now fiance. And as a present to us, they got us tickets to this place called the Caddyshack Ranch, which is where it's like a bunch of big cats, like tigers and lions and like pumas and basically any like big cat that you could think of. They have it there. And this ranch has rescued these big cats from zoos that have closed down, but these animals would not be able to rejoin the wild like they had never been in the wild before. So This ranch is like a sanctuary for them. So the best time to go is at night because that's when they feed them. So we went around like 8:30, 9, and we got to go see, and it was really cool. But as we're walking around, there's this guy, and he is in this complete furry mascot suit. It's like a blue fox. And it's, I mean, if you've seen like a furry ever or like online a picture, like it's truly like a mascot outfit, like very exaggerated features. My favorite part that is forever ingrained in my brain is that he had fingernails and toenails that were blue lights. Like they were like animal claw shaped, but they were light up and they were blue.
Oh my God.
And it was hilarious because my brother and my sister and I, growing up with the internet and being cultured humans, We know what a furry is. But my dad is 50 years old. A 50.
Why are people so weird?
So that we can laugh about it on our podcast years later.
Yeah.
Because so my dad is this 50-year-old conservative guy who grew up in like the sticks, the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And he is like his face is going crazy. Like, he keeps glancing at this. Like, the Caddyshack Ranch is not a big place. And he, every single time that we walk past this furry, my dad does, like, a fucking quadruple take. And his, like, his... his eyebrow raises, and he's like, you can tell his face is like, what the fuck? Like, and of course, my brother and I caught on to this very quickly. So my brother came up to me and he was like, don't tell dad anything. Let him be confused the whole time.
So
funny. We did, and we just watched, and it was the funniest thing in the world.
Aww. That's so
funny. I mean, maybe it was V. Maybe it was V.
Yeah.
Has he ever been? Yeah. Has V been to Florida?
I don't know. But anyways, that's so funny. This post, I just had to find it real quick so I can give this girl some credit. Instagram username or whatever is Big Dick BTS, and she.
Oh, I love Big Dick BTS.
I love her too. But she literally Googled foot lingerie. So it's like these, like, it's like leopard print, like, it's like basically a thong for your foot. It's like leopard print thongs for your feet. And it says, I'm so sorry. It says,
I really wish that.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I can't even say the caption.
A thong for your foot.
Yeah, no.
Like, how far back in her?
Okay.
Oh wait, I just found it. Oh no, I can read it.
Okay, you can read it. I can't stop
thinking of surprising. The caption is thinking of surprising V Opa tonight, and it's like an emoji and a heart and a ring, and these. Hold on. These fucking foot lingerie, it looks like a pair of doll panties, like a child, like a baby doll, or like an American Girl doll on a foot.
Okay. Anyways, we got really off topic.
We're going to keep it all.
Okay. Yeah. No, we're going to for sure keep that shit. Okay. So in this video, V, he went from having those black prism earrings, and now he's got like these kind of more just typical diamond crystal, like clear earrings. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit, I don't know, they're still real cute, but not as, to me, not as intense as the prism black studs.
A little more lighthearted. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, they're all wearing matching cardigans, but throughout the video, every little like clip, they're kind of like change outfits slowly.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it's kind of cool how they do that. Mm-hmm. Like, all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, RM is in a different shirt. Yeah. Okay.
Jimin has like a backwards hat on at some point too.
Oh.
Yeah, he's so boyfriend with that on.
Jimin in a backwards hat, a look.
Yeah. So another thing is when it goes to Jin's part, I have no idea how Jin kept a straight face. Like, it was where they all are sitting kind of on top of the chairs and they like slide down and Jin rises up with this like rose or flower in his hand and he's just like singing out to you. It's typical Jin, just typical Jin. But to me, how did he not just bust out cracking up anytime they did that? Like, I just, it's hard to take him seriously.
I know how he didn't crack up. Have you seen the dance practice video for this song?
Yes.
He practices with a stuffed Mario. Like, that's how he didn't crack up, because he was used to practicing being all romantic and cute and offering a fucking stuffed Mario.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came down to a flower, I think he was okay.
Yeah.
He's so cute with the flower. Like, yeah. He looks... Like, I feel like when Jin does anything, he really puts his whole heart into it.
He's a gentleman.
Like, he's so...
That's the word I was looking for.
Is.
He's being a gentleman.
Jin would take you out to a nice restaurant and hold your hand, and he would listen to all of your problems.
Jin
and
would cook
you
for
would
you.
You would just have a wonderful time.
That alone.
He would cook for
like,
you.
Like, imagine Jin with his broad shoulders, like, topless, cooking breakfast in the morning for you. Damn.
with only an apron on.
Oh my God. I like that image a lot.
Yeah.
So anyways, some other parts of the music video that I really like is I love that you can see the part where Jimin does his like iconic jump thing, but he's like spinning in the air. Like he's like, I don't know. It's real cool, but I love.
Oh, he's spinning so much. His hat comes off.
How aesthetic that his hat just like spins off his head. Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Hardworking boy.
I know. And then you see J-Hope with the fedora hat thingy on. Like, only J-Hope can wear that and get away with it.
Only J-Hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone else looks like a douche wearing a fedora hat. Don't try.
Ugh, gross.
Unless you're J-Hope. Yeah. I think J-Hope can wear any kind of hat at this point.
Mm-hmm. Again, Jin is wearing that hooped earring on his left ear. Thank you. I can never not notice Jin wearing earrings just in the one ear too. Like a lot of them wear like both the ears are pierced. Jin, it's just the one ear. Like, damn.
And it's a major kink.
Yeah. So at the end of the video, they all like sit back in their chairs and stuff. And RM, I love how he's like, can you please stay with me? Like, yes. Like that's legendary.
It's so sweet because it's like after the whole video where they're pleading for to just have just one day to try to prove that you're meant to be together and that you guys would be perfect and like, you know, you would just be the best person for her. And then at the end, after you're just one day together, RM says, well, now can you stay with me? Can you decide to just stay with me?
Can you please stay with me?
Aww.
I would.
So cute. Can you please stay with me? If you enjoyed this episode, thank you for listening with us and thank you for enjoying it. We would love to connect with you. As we said earlier, you can find us on Instagram at our existing fangirl account, Sugarvree Cookie Jams. Go follow it. We post shit multiple times
a day.
You can, and it's always fangirl. You can follow us on Twitter at StanningBTSPod. DM us on Twitter. I would love to hear from you. You can also email us, please. Tell us whose flower you would take in Boy in Love. Mm-hmm. And you can email us at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. And all of those can be found in the description.
Mm-hmm.
If you loved this episode, if you've loved any other episodes and you want more armies to hear it, and you feel like this is something special that you enjoy and you just want to get the word out, the best way to get the word out is to write a review on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
That's because iTunes' weird algorithm, the way that it helps podcasts get more recognition is the more reviews that you have. So the way that we can connect with other armies and you know, learn from each other and fangirl with each other and have fun together is if you just take 2 minutes and write a review on iTunes. It doesn't even matter what you say. Like, tell us whose rose you would accept. It doesn't matter. Just write a review and that will help more armies find the podcast. We would really appreciate it a lot. It's not for us. It's not for our ego. We just want to be able to talk to as many of you as possible.
We just want to connect with more people.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. We did get 2 people contacted us this week, and it was so wonderful. A very nice woman from India contacted me on Twitter and just thank you for your sweet words about how much you enjoy the podcast, and thank you for fangirling with us. It's so fun. And then another very sweet girl, I'm not going to say her name because I don't know if she'd be okay with it, from Europe emailed us, and she told us how she got into BTS and she gave us suggestions for what she wants to hear. We feel so lucky that even anyone is listening. So
yeah. So thank you for all of our listeners. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. We have listeners all over the world. It's so cool. It's making the big world of BTS ARMY just a little bit smaller and a little bit closer together. So if you think that that's something important, please write a review so that way more ARMYs can find it.
Thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.